WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. A doctor from Illinois is among the people whose death sentences were commuted to life in prison today by President Joe Biden. The Sun-Times reports podiatrist Ronald Mikos was convicted in 2005 of shooting and killing Joyce Brannon to prevent her from telling a federal grand jury how he defrauded Medicare. Mikos became only the second person sentenced to capital punishment in the history of Chicago's Dirksen Federal Courthouse. He was also the last person sentenced to death in Illinois. Senator Dick Durbin is praising President Biden's decision to commute the sentences of most of the people on federal death row to life in prison. The Illinois Democrat chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Durbin and 12 other senators had asked Biden to review these cases. He states the president's decision provides mercy and accountability by imposing life terms without the possibility of parole. Latino policy groups are speaking out after the Chicago Board of Education fired Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez on Friday night. The Latino Leadership Council says the board has turned its back on Latino students. Illinois Latino Agenda says it's dismayed at the treatment of Martinez, who they say brought stability and equity to the school district. Martinez is a CPS graduate, parent, and the first Latino CEO of the district. Chicago is finishing its third consecutive year with a drop in murders, and the killing that remains is not as concentrated by race and geography. As my colleague Chip Mitchell reports, in 2021, the so-called safety gap between Black and white Chicagoans reached its widest point in decades. Since then, the gap has steadily narrowed. But Kim Smith of the University of Chicago Crime Lab says Black residents are still 22 times more likely to be killed.
How that breaks down by geography, the disparity is actually greater. Neighborhoods with the highest homicide rates experience 68 times more homicides than those with the lowest rates.
Almost 4 of every 10 homicide victims this year were in their 20s. That's down from 2021, but still the most of any age cohort. Hospital, Heal Thyself is the name of a new book that takes a look at hospital overcrowding in the United States. Mark Taylor is a veteran healthcare reporter in Chicago. He says overcrowding impacts the quality of patient care.
When a hospital becomes overcrowded, the emergency room can't admit more patients through the ER. And these are patients who really need care. When that happens, their conditions deteriorate and they become at higher risk for medical errors or even death.
Taylor's book focuses on a Soviet-born mathematician whose method has helped some U.S. hospitals save millions by addressing overcrowding. The book was recently named Indie Nonfiction Book of the Year by the Chicago Writers Association. The National Weather Service is reporting mild temperatures and rain this holiday week, meaning we won't get a white Christmas. Senior meteorologist Brett Borkhart says a white Christmas is defined as any time there's at least 1 inch of snow or more on the ground. He says, instead, we are looking at a mild end to 2024.
As we get toward Christmas Eve and Christmas, we're looking at high temperatures, generally in the upper 30s to around 40. Christmas Eve itself, the temperature is going to be around freezing. But especially between Christmas and New Year's, we actually could be experiencing temperatures in the 50s, if you can believe it.
Borkhart says temperatures are above freezing in the Chicago area, but for those heading north into Wisconsin or Michigan, expect some wintry weather. He recommends traveling slowly and increasing the following distance between cars. Weather-wise, it's cloudy into the evening with a low tonight around 35 degrees, mostly cloudy on Christmas Eve with a high near 40 and a low around 34. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.